Okay, so I'm Jordi Casals. I work at PIC, and as Pepe said, we are a tier one for the LHC, but we also work with cosmology projects, and this is what I'm going to present. We're going to present an application that it's built. It's a web portal to analyze and distribute cosmological data, and we're going to explain how we applied a big data platform to make it more performant. So this is like my short outline. We are going first explain what is Cosmo Hub to just give a little bit of background for why we had to do this. Then how everything started and why we decided to move to a big data platform like Hadoop. And then we have a small evaluation about the results we had before and the results we have now. We have some facts about the application, and then if the system let me, I will do a small demo so you can see how the web portal works. So, what's Hadoop? Hadoop is a web portal that is used, as we said, to distribute and analyze galaxy catalogs. So, every entry in a catalog represents a galaxy. So, this galaxy can be described by hundreds of fields that are represented as fields in a database, hundreds of properties. These properties can be like color, luminosity, position in the sky, and so on. We have multiple cosmological surveys that create a lot of data, and this huge amount of data needs to be stored and analyzed and then distributed. So everything started having a PostgreSQL relational database to share data from two big cosmological projects. This PostgreSQL instance was working fine, but then data started to grow, and we saw that PostgreSQL wasn't scaling how we wanted. This was mainly because, as we have seen, relational databases, they don't like too much large data sets when they have to work with indices. So most of the queries became a sequential scan of the whole data, making it last several hours or even a day to give results. So that wasn't very optimal. Then changing the schema and removing the data became very slow and inefficient for us. So because we knew that the data would grow even more and we would have even data sets from 1 billion objects, like millions of millions, we knew that we had to decide to switch to another platform that in this case was, we decided to go for a big data platform. So researching a little bit, we decided to go with Hadoop. I guess that I'm talking about things that most of you already know, but we want to give a little bit of background. So Hadoop, it has been proven that it's one of the most popular big data platforms, and because it's open source, it's very interesting for us. It's based on a distributed storage and processing clustering. So we can use commodity computer clusters, and in our case, we have used old and refurbished machines that it's very useful because we have, in the data center, we have a lot of machinery that have to be decommissioned, and then we can reuse these machines to build a bigger cluster, so it's cheaper for us. It can be scalable from thousands up to thousands of nodes, and it gives us failure tolerance, which everybody, I guess, likes, because nobody wants to lose data. So we added this layer that is called Apache Hive, that it let us query massive data volumes using a SQL language. This is our main Hadoop stack. So what we had, we used Hortonworks, that it's an open source distribution that packages all these layers and gives us a nice web admin interface called Ambari. So we have first Hive to query data using SQL languages. We have Tess as the workflow manager. We use Tess instead of MapReduce because it has shown to us that it's a good alternative and it's like more performance. We have Yarn as the resource scheduler, and then we have the HDFS, that it's our data itself. And this is a simple schema, but to show why it's so efficient, so first we have our input files. They are big input files, and we divided them by chunks, by blocks. And then when we insert them, we distribute them. Well, it's how HDFS works. It's distributed and replicated all along the nodes. So in this way, when one of our nodes fail and there's tasks processing, the user doesn't feel anything, and the process of just moving to another node, to fetching the data from another node, it's completely transparent to the user. Now we're going to talk numbers, but first we want to introduce a little bit the infrastructure the system we had first with PostgreSQL and then Hadoop. We are not going to talk about comparison because it's more an evaluation. It wouldn't be fair to say comparison because of the different nature of both systems. This is the data in the Hadoop. In the Hadoop data, it's the one that we had when we got these results, but now it's bigger than that. It's a little bit bigger than that. So here you have four different queries that the users have sent to our system. Maybe you don't see them very well, but you can see them in the PDF. The important thing is that if you see the bold numbers in the bottom of every cell, we have more percentage of data from the top right to the bottom, from the top left to the bottom right cell. We're getting more percentage of data. And we have seen that the more percentage of data we have, the more speed up we get. So we have seen that we have speed ups from, in these cases, from 8 times faster to 100 times faster in the Hadoop platform in front of the Postgres one. But we didn't want to be so mean with PostgreSQL, and we know that we are using it we are not using it in the ideal way that Postgres have to be used. And then we have used some queries fetching small amounts of data and then using properly indices, and we have seen that it could be even faster. So all these numbers that we have shown, they are related to the entire process of the user going to the website, querying the data being processed, the file being created, and an email sent to the user with the download link. So probably this time that Postgres took, it's most of it, of all the entire process and not the querying data. So what Hadoop gave to a platform like ours in Cosmo Hub? So as we said, and we're going to repeat it in the conclusions, we have an easy scalability with all servers that for us is very important. It was very important because like this, we know what to do with all the commissioned machines. It's really reliable after possible failures because of the way that HDFS works. But the most important thing is the impressive performance we got. So we got a faster system than the previous version built with PostgreSQL. But the main thing is that it allowed us to switch the main focus from Cosmo Hub of just batch catalog generation and distribution to get an interactive analysis. This interactive analysis allowed us to fetch data sets of 500 million objects in less than 35 seconds and then build plots and let the researchers build plots, see the data, and play with them before download the whole data sets. And then also we have enabled the option of having sampling that let us work with subsets, with random subsets, to work in a statistically way that gave us meaningful and faster results. So this is some data about the platform. We have had 450 users using the platform all along the time that we have using it, creating more than 1,500 custom catalogs. And we have 6 terabytes of hosted data containing more than 10 to the 10 objects, soon to be 10 to the 11. These are some of the experiments that are hosted in our platform. That it's Mice and Power were the ones that started all this thing. And then we have Dark Energy Survey and Euclid as big projects. So I have prepared a demo. I don't know if it's going to work, and if it doesn't work, I will simply use the video that I created. I know demos can be boring. I hope this one is not. And I hope it works. So excuse me. If it lets. So this is going to be hard. So this is what you would see when you log in. You have seen this slide in the first slide. So you just log in a normal way. This is a UK keyboard, so I hope that now I have a problem. Can somebody tell me where's the exclamation mark? This one? So now you know part of my password. So then you have here a field, you can play with it. I wrote something wrong. I don't know what's happening. Okay, I'm going to select the single catalog. I just wanted you to see it. So here, that's what every catalog would have. We're going to select some columns we want to work with. So we're going to select the right ascension and the declination that are the equatorial coordinates that are used to position objects in the sky. That's not going very well. Then we're going to select a sample. You can select up to the billion objects. You can work over the sample, over the entire data set. We can just select a small sample and a random one of this division. Here you can see we have filters. We can add filters. Now we're not going to use them. They are just like conditional to the queries. You see that the query is being built every time that we do something. And then once we have the query and we kind of like it, we could even enter the expert mode and edit it and build more complex queries, or we can just go directly and build our plot. We're going to do a beautiful heat map. So we select the right axis, the y-axis. We're going to build a 1,000 resolution bin heat map. I don't see the zero. Okay. This is so different. Is this a zero? Thank you. Thank you. And then now what happens is the entire process that we set. So we are querying the whole system, we are preparing the data, and then it's going to be sent back to us to just plot the query. As you can see, as a small feature, we have, so in this guided process, we can have the minimum and maximum values in the bins we want. So the user doesn't have to think about a lot just to build the query and see the plots. Let's see if it let us work. So here you can see the plot right with the data that you have. So this is an exact representation of the Milky Way. So this catalog we have been working with, it's the most exact representation that we have nowadays of the Milky Way. You must think that it should be like a straight line, but it's like this because of the equatorial coordinates that we have been using. So you can switch the axis, you can have logarithmic axis. And then here in the plots, you can download the plot if you like it as a PNG, or download the data that has been used to create this exact plot. Then if you like it, you can just download it. You can just select the format. These are two very popular formats in cosmology, or CSVs. We're going to use this one. And then you can just, if you like it, request the whole catalog, the whole data you have been using. You just have to accept the conditions of citation and distribution. And the data is going to be queried and fetched, and the file is going to be created, and you're going to get an email. What you can do is track the real-time progress of the process. If it tells me it's okay, it looks like it's not. Well, it's fine. It's probably because of the connection. That's the live problems. Well, okay. So I'm going to end the presentation here. I mean the presentation, the demo here. But you can have, if you want, you can see that we have this activity tracking that you can see all your queries, and you can come here, you can see the progress live if the query I just launched it wanted to be launched, and download the files. So all this process is just sent, it's done in background, you get an email and then you can keep working on the things you want. Well, as you can see now, it looks like the query has been sent, and now we have the real-time progress. So that's for the demo. But excuse me again. We have been playing with some testing environment, and as you can see, this is the same plot I showed you, but with a better resolution. We can get 1 million bin resolution plots in less than 4 minutes. That is pretty amazing. And now I'm just ending this. Our conclusions are that this new release for us and for our needs showed a great improvement in time. And appear to be thanks to the Hadoop system more reliable, and thanks to that, and thanks to the impressive response we could have, Now we can have these new plot types and analysis. In the future, what we would like to have is more data, of course, more catalogs, and more users. But of course, we would like to have it from other use cases other than cosmology. Even if we have the Cosmo word in the name, we are open to that. And apart from that, we are still exploring the vast Hadoop ecosystem. We know that we can tune our system to make it a little bit faster and a little bit better. But we are a small team of four, and then we're going like little by little. Just to wrap up, just so you know that Hadoop is free, Cosmo Hub is free, it's public, you can register, you can play with it even if you don't know too much about the data you're using. And maybe you are interested in using it from other projects, you know, people that can be interested. We can even change the name if you want. So, thank you.
I tried to register, but it asks you if you are a member of one.
You can ask permission for some projects, for some experiments, but there's a public catalog that can be used that it's called MICE. Mm-hmm. It's a very big catalog, and you can start playing with it without having any permission.
Any question?
So I'm the front-end developer, so in case it's very technical, you have Mark there.
Yeah, I have to ask, did you talk to the LSST guys? Because I know it's not the same scale. They will have 100 terabyte per night, but they are actively developing QServe, which is something which rings a bell when seeing what you're doing.
I don't know. I know that these people are in contact with our physicist and with one of the four guys in the team. It's an astrophysic, and he talks with them, he knows them, and I think he's trying to bring some of his data to our platform and we to work together, but I know more than that.
What data format do you use to store in Hadoop? Is it in Parquet or is it...
Excuse me?
What file format do you use on Hadoop to store the data?
We use ORC. We divide the files in ORC.ORC files and then we send them. They are initially CSV files and then...
So what's the volume? So you maybe mentioned it, but...
The volume?
Yes.
Of what we have? 6 terabytes of data.
6 terabytes. Okay.
Okay, I don't see any other questions, so we thank Jordi again.
Thank you.
There's one announcement.